Last week we saw a 16-cent increase in wheat prices, and Kim, are we going to continue on that trend?
Well, there's a possibility that we're going to get higher prices. Last week, that 16 cent, it popped through that 410 resistance and went up and took out 420. I think 420 was a critical price level to get above. We've held it so far this week. If we stay above that, I believe we can get up to maybe 430 or 440 on the futures price. That'd be another 10 to 20 cent price increase. But if we pop back down below 420, then we could go back down and challenge that $4 low. So there's about a 50-50 chance, maybe a 60% chance it'll go on up and a 40 down.
So that's Oklahoma wheat prices. Where are we at with the world crop production overall?
Well, the news right now is mostly in spring wheat production in northern U.S., Canada, excess rains, freezes, snow is reducing the quantity and quality of those products. It's going to reduce the protein around the world. There's still some uncertainty about the Russian crop. We'll have to see how that comes out. Of course, Australia continued dry, continued losing production there. And then there's rumors, uncertain there, about lower production in Argentina. If we can get this lower production around the world, we could get higher prices.
So we really could, but what's the likelihood of that staying around for a while?
Well, right now the market's just waiting to see what's going to happen in I believe the southern hemisphere. I think northern U.S., Canada, Russia. I think the market's got a relatively good handle on how they are. There could be some surprises there, as there has been over the last few years with increasing Russia's production. I think the market's got a pretty good handle right now. And so we could, the seasonally prices typically go up as you go into the December, January time period. I think that's what we could expect right now.
Grain only, wheat's going in the ground right now. What should producers expect for 2020 production of wheat?
Well, if you look at the forward contract right now for 2020 wheat, they can forward contract somewhere around 415, 420 cents a bushel. I think the market is pricing a relatively low protein there and having a protein premium. So if you have 12.6 or better protein, I think you're going to get up $4.85 for your wheat. If you have that low protein wheat, I think you're down around this 420.
Okay, thank you very much. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.